Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Hey, friends and family, thank you once again for being a part of our service today. I know you are ready for God's word, but just before that, fathers, happy Father's Day. You are so special in this very fatherless world. We thank you for being a faithful father. Indeed, I pray that God Almighty, who is our Heavenly Father, will equip you with everything good to be the kinds of fathers that will change the world. Happy Father's Day. Now, next week, we are beginning a brand new series that is actually a revelation from God to us as pastors, a word from God in this season. And it's going to be themed, Fear Not. That's God's word to you, my friends. So get ready for those amazing series in the coming weeks. But today, we are concluding our family series, and I'm really excited that Pastor Zen, our pastor to young people, is ready to get his Bible, and he's going to preach a word for young people, for those who look after young people, and it's going to be amazing. It will leave you different. So welcome with me, Pastor Zen, as he preaches God's word.
Thank you, Pastor Julius. Awesome. Thank you very much. It's so good to be here. If you're watching for your very first time, you are welcome. This is a place for you to be. Well, let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you because you care, you love us. And so I pray, O King of Glory, that your word will go forth with power. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint me to preach your word with clarity. I thank you and I bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, Amen. I hope you are enjoying our Family Matters series together with your family in this season. If you have not watched some of our sermons, feel free to go in the cloud archive up there. You will be blessed. Well, open your Bible in Isaiah 40, 28. This is what it says. Don't you know? Haven't you been listening? Yahweh is the one and only everlasting God, the creator of all you can see. And imagine, he never gets weary or worn out. His intelligence is unlimited. He is never puzzled over what to do. The New International Version says, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I get it. Youths are difficult to deal with. You see, even ourselves, I mean, it's been such a long time that we have been youths and teenagers, but we have all gone through this stage. We think about them and what they do. They're different. How they walk is different. How they dress up is different. What they eat at your expense. Man, you go like, this is not fair. We like to say, they eat like they have been hired. Yep, they can destroy anything before them. You see, in Africa, for you to prove yourself to be an adult, you probably have to be married maybe 2 years. We have daughters and sons at the university that have curfew. No, they are not children. They are teens and they are young adults. They want to make their own decisions. They have dreams. They have visions. They want to become a certain person. They relate with certain friends. They connect with certain people. They have role models. Their bodies are changing. Their emotions are changing. Their hormones are changing. You see, according to research, the limbic brain structure is a term that is used to define, you know, a structure of emotion and logic. Let me tell you something about teen emotions. They are special. It takes time for them to connect their logic structure and their emotional system. It takes a lot of time for them to do that. You know, when you think about it, an 18-year-old now cannot be like an 18-year-old 30, 40 years ago. You know, when you think about it, their world is different. A few teenagers were asked questions. They were told, what is those things that you would like to ask your parents? And this is what they said. Some of them said, parents should admit when they're wrong. They should affirm us occasionally. Parents should pay attention to our feelings. They should not dismiss our feelings like as if they're moods. They are feelings. Parents should be relatable. You see, teenagers are not children, and parents are not children too. And so there has to be work that has to be done for you as parents to relate to your teenagers. Psalms 127, 3 to 5 says, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. How blessed, happy, and fortunate is the man whose quiver is filled with them. They will not be ashamed. They will speak with their enemies in gatherings at the city gate. If you're a parent, yes, children are a gift from God. They have been given to you to take care of. You see, children are like arrows in the hands of a master warrior. You are a master warrior, skilled to launch them out into the world. So we must understand them. We must pay attention to what is going on in their world. We need to take care of their needs. We need to understand their struggles. But for us to do that, we need to engage with them. And so I would like to share with you practical ways of how we can engage our teenagers. Number one, create a safe space. Ephesians 6:8 says, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. You see, if you are a parent, you have got to create a safe space. If you are a teacher, create a safe space. If you are a youth leader, create a safe space. You need to win teenagers over. They need to understand that you can trust them. You need to listen to them. You need to understand them. Don't shun them. You need to get down to their level because, you see, a lot is going on in their bodies. A lot is going on in their emotions. A lot is going on in their world. They have needs. They have struggles. You need to be the kind of adult that pays attention to what they are saying. Are you the kind of parent, when their teenager is in trouble, will say, oh my goodness, my mom and my dad are going to kill me? Oh, are you going to be the parent whose teenager is going to call you and say, I'm in trouble, mom. I need you. What kind of parent are you? Or what kind of parent do you choose to be? You know, you don't have to be a bossy parent, one who is in everything, or a let it slide parent who is in nothing. But you need to be a parent that is actively listening and paying attention to what your teenager is trying to say. You need to be a parent who is watching and recognizing the kind of teenager that you have. Don't compare them. Love them and help them where they are at. You see, when you do that, it says they are important. Don't abuse their privacy. Don't shun them in front of people. Don't post them on WhatsApp groups. You know, we have family WhatsApp groups where you can text and tell all your friends and all the other relatives how your teenager has failed you and how they cannot understand anything you teach them. Don't do that. Don't shame them. When your teens get into a phase of moods, come on, parents, stay calm. understand where they're coming from. You see, let's not disqualify these moods because they are trying to communicate something. They're trying to say something to you. When you do that, then you are communicating with them and you get to understand where they are at as teenagers and as youth. Colossians 3:21 says, "Fathers, do not provoke or irritate or exasperate your children with demands that are trivial or unreasonable or humiliating or abusive. No, by favoritism or indifference, treat them tenderly with loving kindness so they will not lose heart and become discouraged or unmotivated with their spirits broken." So parents, you need to create a safe space for your teenager to understand that you trust them and that you are paying attention to them and that they matter to you. Number two, we need to build a culture of discipline. We need to build a culture of discipline. Proverbs 13:24 says, "A refusal to correction is a refusal to love. Love your children by disciplining them." This is very important. Our responsibility as adults and as parents, we have been called to discipline out of love. You know, the other part of disciplining for me is discipleship. You know, the Amplified Version actually goes ahead and says, careful to discipline them. You are keen. You understand how to. You see, there are very many creative ways we can discipline them. When they are children, we are teaching them. We are connecting with them. When they become teenagers, we start to coach them. We start to mentor them. So, we need to learn effective ways of how we can discipline our teenagers. Parents, don't learn from another parent on how they discipline their teenager. Your teenager might be different. So, you need to pay attention to the discipline that works for them. Don't feel like you need to buy them. No, don't fall for it, parents. I will buy you a video game if you go to school. I will buy you a brand new iPhone if you pass the exams. If you learn to greet, I will take you to Hawaii. Come on, parents, don't fall for it. Don't bribe your children. Discipline them out of love and using the word of God. You see, Hebrews 12:11 says, "For the time being, no discipline brings joy, but seems sad and painful. Yet to those who have been trained by it afterwards, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness, right standing with God, and a lifestyle and attitude that seeks conformity to God's will and purpose." Parents, let's learn. Learn from other parents. Talk to youth leaders. Talk to other parents who have teenagers and you realize that they're doing well. Read. There is a book I love, Reaching the Heart of Your Teen, by Gary and Anne-Marie, the writers of Growing Kids God's Way. Learn, be skillful in how you can raise your teenagers. Discipline to offer dignity, not embarrassment. You see, don't try to soften and telling them, well, at least you're not on the street. No. You need to discipline your teenagers according to the word of God. Try to find out where they're at. Try to connect with them. What is scaring them? What are they afraid of? Why are they acting the way they are acting? Maybe there is a fear on the inside of them. Maybe they are being bullied at school. So you need to understand what is causing the indiscipline that is going on in their lives. Lastly, we need to model the word of God. You see, parents, teachers, political leaders, media influencers, these teenagers are watching and they are seeing what we are doing. Like never before, we need to be people who are exemplary. People who don't just preach and do the other. We need to be parents that live what we preach. Because teenagers are like sponges. They take in everything. You know, Matthew 5:14 says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good deeds and moral excellence and recognize and honor and glorify your Father in heaven." I love that scripture. We are the light of the world. Parents, you need to shine the way. It's so sad that very many young people and teenagers are falling off and they're questioning their faith because of irresponsible adults and parents who are not living by what they preach. So, are you the kind of parent who wants them to be honest, but you're not honest? Are you the kind of parents who wants them to be social, but you spend 12 to plus hours on your laptop and on your phone? Are you the kind of parent who wants them to be kind, but you're not kind? You're kind to those that you need something from. Model what you want to see in accordance with the Word of God. Growing as a young teenager, Christian teenager, I was told that fathers protect and they provide. I did not grow up with a father who modeled that. As a teenager, growing up, I was confused. I had no purpose. I had an identity crush because I saw my mom do the things that my father was supposed to do. So I couldn't understand what was going on. This shows that teenagers are watching and they understand what is going on, parents. They understand what you are doing. They understand and take in what you say to them. You need not to lie to them. You need to tell them the truth because they are not children. They understand what you say and they take in everything you're trying to say. You see, teenagers are very impressionable. So are you a role model? What kind of role model are you going to be? Because you see, all these teenagers that we are affecting and influencing right now are going to live beyond us. What kind of legacy do you want to leave behind as a politician when they see you on the screen? What are you saying to them? Is your character that of Christ? Parents, at home, you need to emulate the character of God. And where do we find the character of God? In the Bible. In the Bible. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Let no one look down on you because of your youth, but be an example and set a pattern for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in moral purity." God has put a reason in us to be effective parents, to model, to be the light, to lead the way. So are you setting a godly example for them? I love what Matthew 5:14, the Message version says. "You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We are going public with this. As public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I have put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine and keep open house. Be generous with your lives by opening up to others. You will prompt people to open up with God." I love that. This generous Father in heaven. We have a responsibility in whichever capacity we are in. If you're a political leader, if you're a parent, a youth leader, a pastor, we have a huge responsibility to shine the light of Christ in the lives of our youth in this generation. So, every youth has a purpose on the inside of them. God has created them with a calling. They are the leaders of tomorrow. You see, we want to make sure that as we take care of them, they are winged and ready to fly, to go out and be launched into their future that they are going to cause, all for the glory of God. That is our responsibility. You see, they are like arrows in the hands of a master warrior who is shooting them out, launching them out to become what God has called them to be, in Jesus' name. And so, if you're out there and you have teenagers around you and you're giving up on them, don't give up on them. Don't give up on them. They are a gift. And the Bible clearly states it. They have been given to us to steward. If you're a guardian and you have very many of them, and maybe they are not your own, and you've not been treating them well, I plead with you. Come on, connect with them, because they are a gift from God. You're out there and you're saying, Pastor Zen, I need Jesus. You see, I made this decision when I was 12 years old, and my life has never been the same again. You are there and you need Jesus. I would like to pray with you and lead you in a short prayer. If you can just humble yourself and repeat these words after me. Dear Jesus, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and I need a Savior. Jesus, you are the only Savior. Today, I accept you as my Lord and King. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, welcome to the family of God. Heaven celebrates because of the decision that you have made today. We have a team here that would love and excited to connect with you. So feel free to email connect@watotochurch.com, and there will be someone ready to respond and give you direction on how you can get to know this Jesus. Otherwise, I love you and God richly bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com.